It used to be that large companies would offer their retired workers health care benefits as a bridge between retirement and Medicare, and even after Medicare kicked in. But those days are ending, and the changes in health care benefits are coming as a surprise to people who retired, thinking that all they had to worry about was how they would spend their leisure time. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Several years ago, new accounting practices required companies to report what they expected to spend on retirees' health insurance costs as a loss on their balance sheets. That and the rising cost of health insurance has had an unfortunate effect, says Labor Secretary Robert Reich.
We are seeing a pattern in which companies are terminating retirement health care benefits. Promises which retirees thought they had under their employment contracts, and yet discover when they need them most that suddenly the health care benefits are not there.
That's what happened to Jim Murdoch. He was a manager at Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee for 14 years. When he turned 55, with his wife ill with multiple sclerosis, he decided to retire.
When we were thinking about retirement, the health care benefits as outlined in the two employee handbooks that I had guaranteed health benefits for both me and my spouse until each one of us reached age 65. And we did not anticipate that there'd be any problems.
So he gave the required 90-day retirement notice, sold his house, and made plans to move to Florida.
About 45 days into the process, so to say, I received a notice that said, these are your retirement benefits, these are the health benefits you and your spouse will receive. And down towards the bottom of the page, there was a sentence that said, these benefits can be revoked, rescinded, or modified at any time. And that was the first I knew about it.
Murdoch couldn't go back on his plans. His job had already been filled, so he retired anyway. This summer, 2 years after his retirement, Pabst indeed yanked retiree health benefits. Murdoch's wife couldn't get any insurance because of her pre-existing multiple sclerosis. To pay their medical bills, Murdoch had to take a job as a salesman in a hardware store. He says he's watching his golden years turn into rust. Harvey Edelstein is a lawyer for Pabst. He says the company never specifically promised lifetime health benefits. A Wisconsin district court ruled that Pabst could eliminate the benefit. But yesterday, the Department of Labor asked the court to reopen the case to consider new evidence. Pabst is losing money and closing its Milwaukee plant. Edelstein says the company had no choice but to cut retiree health benefits.
I think it's a difficult issue and an issue that was not, for Pabst Brewing Company anyhow, is not something that was arrived at lightly as to whether or not we should move on this front, but we were cutting costs every way possible, and it would have been unfair of us to leave this stone, frankly, unturned.
Courts that have reviewed cases against General Motors, McDonnell Douglas, and some other big companies have variously backed the companies or the retirees, often siding with the companies if they have a reserve clause written somewhere saying benefits could change in the future. No one knows how often companies have gone back on a promise of health insurance for life, but they are beginning to cut back on the benefit. Companies don't have to offer retiree health benefits, but if they do, says Labor Secretary Robert Reich, they ought to stick to their word. A U.S. Chamber of Commerce health policy analyst says mandates and heavy regulation could make it more difficult for companies to offer retiree health benefits. Reich says that's not his intent.
We don't want to discourage employers from promising benefits or offering benefits, but at the same time, it's very important that people know exactly what they are being promised. If it is not a full promise, if it is a contingent promise, if it is a partial promise, if it is only a little promise, if it's only a promise that can be taken away at any point, as long as we want to promise you, you will get it, then people need, at the very least, to know that.
Changes, he said, could range from public education telling people how to find out about their retirement benefits to legislation dictating how employees would be informed to rules prohibiting companies from promising insurance for life in one brochure but taking it away in contract fine print. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.